May the Lord help us to commence this morning with hymn 253. To Canaan art thou bound, walk on in Jesus' might, but mark the way's holy ground and needs a heart upright. 253.
Thank you. Let's read together from the Word of God, from the book of Psalms, number 68. The 68th Psalm. Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melteth before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. But let the righteous be glad, let them rejoice before God, yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. Sing unto God, sing praises to his name, extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name Jah, and rejoice before him. A father of the fatherless, and a judge of the widows, is God in his holy habitation. God setteth the solitary in families. He bringeth out those that are bound with chains, but the rebellious dwell in a dry land. O God, when thou wentest forth before thy people, when thou didst march through the wilderness, Selah. The earth shook, the heavens also dropped at thy presence, dropped at the presence of God. Even Sinai itself was moved at the presence of God, the God of Israel. Thou, O God, didst send a plentiful rain, whereby thou didst confirm thine inheritance when it was weary. Thy congregation hath dwelt therein. Thou, O God, hast prepared thy goodness for the poor. The Lord gave the word. Great was the company of those that published it. Kings of armies did flee apace, and she that tarried at home divided the spoil. O ye have lain among the pots, yet shall ye be as the wings of a dove, covered with silver, and her feathers with yellow gold. When the Almighty scattered kings in it, it was white as snow in Salmon. The hill of God is as the hill of Bashan, and high hill as the hill of Bashan. Why leap ye, ye high hills? This is the hill which God desireth to dwell in. Yea, the Lord will dwell in it for ever. The chariots of God are 20,000, even thousands of angels. The Lord is among them, as in Sinai, in the holy place. Thou hast ascended on high. Thou hast led captivity captive. Thou hast received gifts for men, yea, for the rebellious also, that the Lord God might dwell among them. Blessed be the Lord, who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation, Selah. He that is our God is the God of salvation, and unto God the Lord belong the issues from death. But God shall wound the head of his enemies, and the hairy scalp of such an one as goeth on still in his trespass. The Lord said, I will bring again from Bashan. I will bring my people again from the depths of the sea, that thy foot may be dipped in the blood of thine enemies, and the tongue of thy dogs in the same. They have seen thy goings, O God, even the goings of my God, my King, in the sanctuary. The singers went before, the players on instruments followed after. Among them were the damsels playing with timbrels. Bless ye God in the congregations, even the Lord, from the fountain of Israel. There is little Benjamin with their ruler, the princes of Judah and their council, the princes of Zebulun and the princes of Naphtali. Thy God hath commanded thy strength. Strengthen, O God, that which thou hast wrought for us. Because of thy temple at Jerusalem shall kings bring presents unto thee. Rebuke the company of spearmen, the multitude of the bulls, with the calves of the people, till everyone submit himself with pieces of silver, scatter thou the people that delight in war. Princes shall come out of Egypt, Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Lord. Selah. To him that rideth upon the heavens of heavens, which were of old, lo, he doth send out his voice, and that a mighty voice. Ascribe ye strength unto God. His excellency is over Israel, and his strength is in the clouds. O God, thou art terrible out of thy holy places. The God of Israel is he that giveth strength and power unto his people. Blessed be God. The Lord bless to us the reading of his word and help us to pray. Kind, gracious, merciful, eternal Lord God, oh, we ask and pray that thou wilt help us now as we come, dear Lord, to this solemn part of the worship of God. Lord, that we may bend our knee in spirit before thee, and that we may humble ourselves before thee. Dear Lord, because we are sinners, and thou art just and holy, and thou dost not and cannot look upon sin but with abhorrence. But we plead, dear Lord God, Heavenly Father, that thou would indeed look upon us through thine own dear beloved Son, Jesus Christ, the Saviour of sinners. We come, we have nothing else to plead, but his name, his blood, his righteousness, his finished work, that glorious work that, blessed be his name, he finished at Calvary, there making atonement for sin, offering himself as a sacrifice in our place, room and stead. We then bless thy name for all thy kindness and pray thou be with us now. Once again our lives are spared to enter into thy courts on another Sabbath day. We do thank thee for all thy kindness to us, for every mercy and favour, the blessings. Dear Lord, and we have many blessings, we have many favours, the daily round of providence, our need. Our food, raiment, the roof over our heads, the beds whereon we lie. All these are great mercies to us, and we humbly acknowledge all thy kindness. But Lord, we come, dear Lord, because thy mercies do not stop there. Ah, thy great mercy of sending thy own beloved Son into this world to redeem sinners. Oh, what shall I do, my Saviour to praise? Oh, we do thank thee then for Jesus. Oh, and we thank thee for the blessed words that he spoke and gave to us that we have now in thy word. That God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish but have everlasting life. Then may there be that true thanksgiving in our hearts to thee, dear Lord, of all thy great love to poor sinners. May there be that true thanksgiving in our hearts to the beloved Son of God, Jesus, who came not to do his own will, but the will of him that sent him. May there be that true thanksgiving in our hearts to the blessed Holy Spirit for making known, revealing these things unto us. Oh, we bless then thy name, thrice holy name, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we bless thy name. Lord, we ask that thou be with us here now, this day. Oh, we desire to be found under that gracious anointing power of the Holy Spirit of God. Dear Lord, we commented earlier this morning around the breakfast table. Our Lord of dear Jacob, why he was on his own at Bethel. Lord, oh, that we too this day may be found as it were on our own with thee. He had that great blessing. And we also read, dear Lord Jesus, of the doors being shut. And there was Jesus with his disciples. We ask and pray that thou art be with us. Thou didst say to them, peace be still. Peace be unto you. Oh, that we here today may know something of the peace of God that passeth all knowledge and understanding. Hear then our prayers. Be with us, Lord, and bless us and help us to undertake for us. Now, Lord, we pray thou help us also to bow our head before thee in confession of all our sin. Lord, we have much to mourn over. We have those sins of youth and of unregeneracy. But, Lord, oh, some of us, Lord, have those sins of profession too. And that we need all our sin, Lord. Whether, Lord, it's the sins of profession or of unregeneracy, childhood, boyhood, schoolboy sins, schoolgirl sins. We need them all, Lord. Washing away, cleansing. Oh, to be cleansed. Our Lord, it's like sometimes, dear Lord, a boy or a man, or maybe a woman too, sometimes undertakes a task and they have some filthy clothing. Lord, it has to be put in the washing machine. And then we're amazed when we see it come out. It's so clean. Our Lord, and we need put in, Lord, and plunging beneath that fountain open for sin and uncleanness. Lord, oh, and how thankful we are. In that day, there shall be a fountain open for sin and uncleanness. Oh, no wonder one says, plunge us in that crimson ocean, thy atonement made for sin. Hear then our prayers. Oh, cleanse us from all unrighteousness, from all sin, and all the sins of omission as well as sins of commission, and the many faults and failings too. Cover all with the mantle then of thy forgiving love, we plead. Ah, we plead it, dear Lord, for thine own great namesake. Hear our prayers. Now, dear Lord, we pray thou remember, dear Lord, this little cause of truth here, and do bless them together, and do bind them together in love and unity in the bond of peace. Lord, we desire to lovingly commit and commend all into thy hand. Be gracious to each and every one. Lord, there's some very little ones. We pray for them. There's children, the young ones. Lord, we ask thee to remember them each. Go before them, Lord, in life's pathway. And do set a hedge about them. Our Lord, and may they have that good thing in their hearts to the Lord God of Israel. May their souls be on the stretch to find Jesus and to know him, whom to know is life eternal. Oh, that thou art give them, Lord, that earnest desire, that gracious prayer, Lord, to be made right and kept right. Lord, do then abundantly bless the little ones, we pray. And we ask thee to remember others, the older ones, Lord. Remember the parents of the children. Undertake for them. Be their guide. Go before them, Lord, we pray. And help them, give them wisdom in bringing up their children in the fear and the admonition of the Lord. Pray then that thou art blessed each and every one. And then, dear Lord, there's others that are older. We pray for them, Lord. And it may be, Lord, they feel that they bear the heat and burden of the day. Undertake for them and help them. There's the office bearers here, Lord. We pray for them. They will be their guide and counsellor. Direct them, Lord, we pray, in the choice of hymns. Direct them, Lord, when it's needful and necessary for a reading service. Dear Lord, we pray thou'lt be their guide and their helper in these things. And that, Lord, so that thy people are fed. And we pray thy blessing, Lord, to rest upon each and every one that is not here. Because there are those, Lord, that are laid aside in sickness and afflictions past. Some, Lord, are in old age. They're past the 70 years. Others are younger in years. We ask thee to remember each and every one, to bless them, be with them, and undertake for them. Lord, there are those, perhaps, Lord, that have been unwell and have been restored, and oh, and how they desire to render thanksgiving and praise to thee for all thy goodness and mercy. Oh, then do hear these things, and do hear the prayers and praises then for this people. We ask thee to bless the ministry here. Lord, thy servants, oh, that they may be graciously anointed, and oh, that they may come, dear Lord, with thus saith the Lord, and that the word may have free course, it may be glorified in their midst, sinners hear, sinners blessed by the word of thy grace, and oh, that they may come and tell to sinners round what a dear Saviour they have found. And now, Lord, we would pray for others in sickness and afflictions past. We think of two of thy servants in particular. There's Mr. John Brome and there's Mr. Haddow. We pray, Lord, that thou remember them. One day, Lord, sadly, we will never preach again. We ask, Lord, that thou remember him then and be gracious to him and do help. Lord, we pray thou visit his soul. Thou hast helped him, Lord, in the declaration of truth over many years. And he has proclaimed those things that he's tasted, handled and felt. We pray thou be with him now in the eventide of life. And oh, we ask that thou be with him. Our Lord, doubtless, he has probably preached many times from Psalm 23. Lord, and may he know those blessed things now. That though I walk through the valley, the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort. And then there's the other one, Mr. John Brome. We pray for him, Lord. Bless the treatment that he is under. And if it please, he raise him up again to health and strength, so that he may be one day will again preach that glorious truth of the gospel. Lord, we think of the last occasion we heard him, which was here almost 12 months ago, at the baptism of our young friend. Oh Lord, and what a sacred solemn awe there was here then, a true day of thanksgiving. And oh, how that just help him to point to thy redeeming blood and say, behold, the way to God. Then be with him still. Lord, and there's doubtless others, we lovingly commit and commend to thee. Be gracious then to each and all. Be with all those that mourn. Comfort those that walk in bereavement's path. Be gracious to them. And dear Lord, we ask thee to remember them for good. Dear Lord, we pray that thou wilt then be with the widows and the widowers, be with those that lost near and dear ones, mother, father, brother, sister, maybe a child, or maybe some aunt or some uncle, Lord, that they have had a great regard for and miss their presence. Lord, but whoever then ever that may have been, comfort the hearts of all that mourn. Be then with one here and there. Others, Lord, in deep trials and troubles appear for them. And we ask that thou remember prodigals. Lord, do bring them back. Sadly, we all have them in our family circle. But we do pray thou put forth thy hand and cause them to hear thy voice and turn them again unto God and to godliness. And then we pray thou hear prayer for our nation, peer for us. Lord, our Prime Minister, the government, oh, that they may conduct the affairs of state aright. We pray thou hear them prayer. Lord, and do overturn the evil designs of wicked men, frustrate their intentions. Lord, they know as we fear, Lord, that there's a lot of subtlety that goes on, that we know nothing of, but thou knowest all about it, Lord. We pray, dear Lord, thou overturn the evil designs of the wicked, frustrate their intentions. And oh, cause that glorious truth of the gospel to shine throughout this poor, dark, benighted world. We pray for those in this world. Some of them are suffering one way and another. Some, Lord, it's floods. Some, it's drought. Others, it's war. Others, it's war, bloodshed. Others, it's need and poverty and famine, death and disease. Lord, whatever it be, we ask thee to appear and have mercy upon poor, fallen mankind. But then hear our prayers. Dear Lord, do then accept our humble thanksgiving for all thy kindness and mercy bestowed upon us, and forgive our every sin, and help us now and receive us and bless us this day here in thy house. Lord, yes, a poor man needs thy help. But Lord, we pray that may not only be he that receives the help of the Lord, but it may be as one has found as an instrument in thy hand, so that be used and owned of thee to the good of souls, that poor sinners may be blessed in their souls, may have some sweet token for God, some token of thy special love. Hear then our poor prayers, and pardon then all we ask amiss. Help us now, dear Lord, once more we plead that blessed, gracious promise. Thou hast said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Then come and open one's mouth. Touch my lips with that live coal from off that heavenly altar. As we plead, the dear woman who cried, Lord, help me. We ask it all in Jesus' name.
Hymn number 302. If unto Jesus thou art bound, a crowd about him will be found, attending day and night. A worldly crowd to din thy ears, and crowds of unbelieving fears to hide him from thy sight. 302.
Thank you.
in dependence upon Thee. Lord, for all needed help, we ask Your very prayerful attention to the psalm we read, number 68 and the 18th verse. Psalm 68 and verse 18. Thou hast ascended on high, Thou hast led captivity captive, Thou received gifts for men, yea, for the rebellious also, that the Lord God might dwell among them. Thou hast ascended on high, Thou hast led captivity captive, Thou hast received gifts for men, yea, for the rebellious also, that the Lord God might dwell among them. Course of conversation here since we arrived yesterday. My dear friend said, you know, one thing that worries me, a great concern to me more than anything else as a deacon, is in that speaking in prayer in the vestry with the minister. I said, well, sometimes I in the vestry and the minister and the deacon prays, and I think to myself, you ought to be in the pulpit. And sometimes I say to myself, it seems that he knows what is on my mind. And that was so this morning. Thou hast ascended on high, thou hast led captivity captive. Say this second clause of the text. Thou hast led captivity captive. What our friend prayed for, I cannot repeat the exact words, but he prayed for those that were bound in bondage, in Satan, in sin and iniquity, and that the Lord in his mercy would speak to them and bring them out and free them. Well, that's exactly what's here in this part of the text. Thou hast led captivity captive. Just very briefly here, thou hast ascended on high. Well, here is a word of prophecy of the dear Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, that blessed, glorious day when he ascended into the heavens. Which you read here in the Acts of the Apostles in the first chapter there. Why, it reads, does it not? And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven, as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. Well, yes, you say here, the dear man is speaking about, my friends, the time when Christ shall again descend. Shall descend at the voice of the archangel, the trump of God. When the dead in Christ shall rise first. And we which remain shall be caught up together with him in the air. Oh, my friends, why? What a solemn day that will be. Friends, it seems to me to be very, very fast approaching. We know, I don't want to be called an alarmist, but there are many signs and the second coming of Christ. Many things of prophecy have been fulfilled. I realize that there are still many things yet to be fulfilled. But that day will come. That day will come. The trump of God. As the, what did it say about the twinkling of the eye? Oh, the twinkle of the eye. Didn't take long, does it? A very split second for you and I to blink. And that day will come when he shall descend in like manner as he ascended. Ah, you know, we do well. And I had no thoughts of starting here. But we do well to say, prepare me, gracious God, to stand before thy face. Thy spirit must the work perform. It is all of grace in Christ's obedience clothed, and wash me in his blood. So shall I lift my head with joy among the sons of God. I say we do well to say it. We do better to pray it. Oh, that it may be the sincere prayer of each and every one found here in this house of God this morning to be prepared for eternity. Oh, friends, why you and I, we make many preparations for many events in your life and mine. And I'm not condemning those things at all. But, oh, my dear friends, and including the preacher, oh, that we may be prepared for this time, this blessed advent, should it come. Friends, there is no guarantee to any of us that we shall die before that day comes. We know not. He will come. At that time, why, Jesus said, at that day and that hour knoweth no man but the Father only. But the Father only. Oh, friends, then, oh, to be prepared. And dear soul, and to have, yes, dear soul, to have your receipt stamped and marked paid in the Redeemer's blood. Ah, friends, you know, a receipt for anything, it is of no value. Unless, my friends, it's got that person's signature on it, is it? Ah, friends, and one time a day, years back in business, why, you used to have to put a stamp on a bill. And, yes, and the person receiving the money would write across it, receive with thanks, and sign it and date it. Ah, friends, and what you and I, my friends, want is this, receive with thanks. Oh, the atoning blood of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Oh, and to bless his great and holy name for his loving kindness to our poor, never dying souls. Oh, then to be prepared. But I say that was not what I intended to say, but we have. But this text here, thou hast ascended on high. dear Apostle Paul in his writings to the Ephesians says this about in the fourth chapter, but unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore, he saith, when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts for men. And he explains. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all things, that he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists. And so here this word in Psalm 68 the apostle is speaking about. Why, that thou hast ascended on high. Thou hast led captivity captive. Wherein he first descended into the, into and upon to this earth. And he said, what did he come for? I came not to do mine own will, but the will of my Father which sent me. And he said, yes, thou hast led, I want to look at this, if God help us. Thou hast led captivity captive. Come back to this first clause later, maybe. But thou hast led captivity captive. He came not to do his own will, but the will of his Father which sent him. You know, say, what does it mean then to be, he has led captivity captive if someone is in captivity? And they're led as captivity captive. What does it mean here? Friends, I believe it means this, what we read here in the Gospel according to Mark. Remember that the dear Lord Jesus, he commanded his disciples to go into the village over against them, and ye shall find a colt tied, wherein never man sat, loose him and bring him. And if any man say unto you, why do ye this? Say ye that the Lord hath need of him, and straightway he will send him hither. And they went. They went their way and found the colt, this is the point, tied at a door without in a place where two ways met, and they loose him and they bring him to Christ. They loose the colt. The sinner is bound in Satan's fetters, chains. But the word of God's grace arrests a poor sinner. And they are brought to the dear Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. They're loosened from the bondage and captivity of Satan. But they are led still by the blessed, glorious gospel of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. A place where two ways met. The appointed time rolls on apace, not proposed, but called by grace to change the heart, renew the will, and turn the feet to Zion's hill. Thou hast ascended on high, thou hast led captivity captive. Oh, friends, why What a mercy that would be. Oh, if the Lord this day should so work in one and another's hearts here, that may indeed be found bound in Satan's fetters, chains. Oh, yes, and that they are loosened from the bondage of corruption and set free into the blessed, glorious liberty of the children of God. Why, what does the prophet Isaiah say regarding the ministry of the dear Lord Jesus? The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek, has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. The opening of the prison to them that are bound. Why, dear soul, yes, you got this all this again, have you not? Ah, it is how, when and where the Lord arrests. Where a sinner is apprehended, friends, the blessed Lord Jesus Christ. The deer are the deer. Saul of Tarsus, he was apprehended, was he not, of Christ on that road to Damascus. A great light shone down from heaven. Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? Who art thou, Lord? I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. Is there one or more here this morning kicking against the pricks of conscience? Not wishing to walk in God's ways. You're no different, are you, poor soul, than poor Jonah? But the Lord prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah, did he not? Dear soul, is the Lord preparing a great fish to swallow up you? Jonah had heard God's word. But he was determined still to go his own way. Ah, yes, dear soul, you, young or old, you determined to go your own way. Oh, friends, why? But you say, the Lord speaks. And when the Lord speaks to his soul, there is power. Power. And the soul is arrested. It's controlled by that divine power from heaven. You've got here, again in the Gospel, the case of dear Lazarus, have you not? Lazarus, there is dead. And he's been laid in the sepulchre. Been laid in the tomb. And his poor sister, was it Mary, Martha? Why, she says to the Lord, you know, it seems a hopeless case to her. By this time he stinketh. Some of you that carry souls in your hearts, dear soul, does it seem so totally, utterly impossible? That this one seems so far gone, away from the truth. that by this time he stinketh. Oh, why, perhaps, dear soul, you think of someone, yes, in old age. They've left the house of God many years ago. They've not darkened the doors of the house of God for years. Oh, and theirs seems to be a hopeless case. But, dear soul, what's the words of the blessed Lord here? What gracious encouragement there is for poor sinners to still pray. Why, yes. She says that he stinketh. And our friends, and dear soul, why, here there is the stone. Stone is laid upon the grave. It is how the Lord commands to take away the stone. And it is how, and he said, said I not unto thee, if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God. See, he said, take away the stone. Ah, yes, dear soul. Take away the stone. But then she said, but he stinketh, Lord. He's been dead 4 days. Ah, this period of time has gone on so long. And they took away the stone. And Lazarus is still in the grave. He's still dead. You see the power. Oh, where the voice of a king is, there is power. And here, dear soul, is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And when he speaks, then there is power. And when he had thus spoken, he said, I knew that thou hearest me now in prayer to his Father. Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. And I knew that thou hearest me always, but because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. Dear soul, and when the Lord speaks into a sinner's heart, that soul will obey that divine command. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot in grave clothes. And his face was bound about with a napkin. And Jesus said unto them, loose him and let him go. The colt tied where the two ways met, loose him and bring him to me. Here, loose him and let him go. Oh, my friends, the amazing works of grace. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see. Dear soul, perhaps, dear soul, you wonder. You question, has there been this blessed change in your heart? Why, those things that we mentioned, it's been, shall we say, a very dramatic change. Perhaps, dear soul, you have not anything like it. You've not experienced anything like it. There's been no dramatic change in your life. But dear soul, let's come down then. Oh, the Lord help us to come down and find perhaps a a poor, poor sinner. That the Lord is laid in captivity, captive. Dear soul, you know, you're reading again in the Acts of the Apostles. Paul, the apostle, comes to Philippi. And there, Philippi, we read, do we not, a one called Lydia, a seller of purple, whose heart the Lord opened. Whose heart the Lord opened. Wasn't brought out of the grave like Lazarus. Wasn't loosened like the colt tied where two ways met. But the Lord opened your heart. Yes, to receive his word. And perhaps, dear soul, there was one day when perhaps the word of God was being read. And his arm, perhaps it came to you like this. I turn back here to Psalm 9 and verse 9. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed. A refuge in times of trouble. And there was perhaps, wasn't that portion, but perhaps it was another portion of God's word. There was some blessed, gracious, divine attraction to that word. Perhaps it was preached from. And you don't remember anything about the sermon, but you remember the text. And you went home. And you got in your bedroom at night and you looked at this verse and you wondered, you pondered over it. What does it mean? The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed. A refuge in times of trouble. I seem to be in trouble. And your heart went up to the Lord. And there was this cry. Gracious Lord, incline thine ear, and my request vouchsafe to hear. Hear my never ceasing cry, and give me Christ, or else I die. And you had to go on, didn't you? All unholy and unclean. I am nothing else but sin on thy mercy. I rely, give me Christ, or else I die. Yes, whose heart the Lord opened. Yes, has led captivity captive. Dear soul, now you're a captive of the word of God's grace. To his people and to his ways. Why, once, the best word in the sermon was amen. Yeah. Not any longer. No, because the Lord opened your heart. And why, there's a gracious desire. Those feeble desires, those wishes so weak, 'tis Jesus inspires and bids thee still seek. That's led captivity captive. And dear soul, the Lord opened then your heart. The psalm, is it 146, I think? Yes. The seventh verse, the Lord looseth the prisoner. Say, friends, He came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. That's you, isn't it, Paul's? You were bound in sin and iniquity. And you want to be free from it. You want to be free from all the bondage, all the corruption, and all the evil that dwells within your heart. This led captivity captive. The Lord has brought you out. Brought you out into a wealthy place. For to hear the glorious sound of the truth of the gospel of Christ. You know, again, when the dear Lord began his public ministry here on earth, as you begin reading Matthew chapter 5, ending in Matthew chapter 7, and when he's finished, and it came to pass, when Jesus ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. Whose heart the Lord opens. They hear with given ears. They are given a new heart, a new spirit will I put within you. I take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I'll give you a heart of flesh. And they receive his word, and they're astonished at his doctrine. For he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. You know, these poor people, they had never heard the likes of it. Dear soul, the likes of this glorious gospel, and Jesus began this ministry here on earth. What does he say? Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are the meek, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Ah, friends. And dear soul, and you conclude like this, don't you? Yes, that you're not blessed. I don't feel to be blessed. I'm poor in spirit. I mourn over my sin. I hunger and thirst after righteousness. I desire to be clothed with humility. But dear soul, it's not what you feel. It's what Jesus has said about you that matters. And that's what he says about these souls. These that he leads captivity captive. Say, dear soul. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness. Why, dear soul? When the Lord quickens into divine life, when the Lord causes that blessed change to take place in your heart, when the Lord opens your heart to receive his word, you come to chapel, and the service takes on a total different atmosphere, doesn't it? It's all so different. Once you said, I don't get this. I don't understand this religion. But now, the Lord has led captivity captive. Your nail is, oh, you're a captive of his word. You read his word. Oh, you say you don't understand it. But that's a different matter. You read it with a desire to know what is couched beneath the sacred page, beneath the text. Blessed are, yes, they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness. What does the dear prophet say about that? In Isaiah 41, verse 17, he says this, when the poor and needy seek water, when they're led from captivity as a captive, when the poor and needy seek water and there is none, and their tongue faileth for thirst, I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. Yes, dear soul. Oh, exceeding great and precious promises, Peter says they are. And so they are. I, the Lord, will hear them. Yes, dear soul, those fearful desires. Psalm 102, what does the dear psalmist say to us there? Why, is it not? He will, not he might, poor soul, he will regard the prayer of the destitute and not despise their prayer. They seem destitute of grace. Is that how you feel this morning? You feel destitute of grace? Then, dear soul, you're found here in this part of this, these Beatitudes, as they're called. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness. Blessed are they that mourn. Do you mourning over your sin? Mourning over your sin, poor soul? Oh, yes. You don't want anybody to know about them. No. Oh, and the corruption that's found within us. But dear soul, do you turn aside sometimes? You turn aside from the busy scenes of life. And perhaps you go round the back of some old barn. Perhaps you go into some room in the office. Some room in the home. You turn aside. And you get down on your knees. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. The time of love will come, when thou shalt clearly see not only that he shed his blood, but thou shalt say for me, tarry his leisure then, wait the appointed hour, wait till the bridegroom of your souls reveal his love with power. If thou hast led captivity captive. You know, the multitudes followed after Christ, didn't they? Yeah. They saw his wondrous works. Are you one? Yes. Having heard and hearing the word of God's grace preached to you week by week, is there that hunger and thirst in your heart that you might know more? You're not, dear soul, you're satisfied. You're satisfied with your daily food. And you're satisfied. My people shall be satisfied with the fatness of my house. But you say, friends, why, you had dinner yesterday. But you'll want dinner again today. And dear soul, and you came to the house of God last Lord's Day. And perhaps, dear soul, there was a crumb of mercy for you then. And you've come again today that there might be a crumb of mercy for you again today. Lord, do feed my poor, never dying soul. That has led captivity captive. Oh, what a blessed sight. What a glorious work of divine grace goes on then in a poor sinner's heart. Has led captivity captive. And yes, hey, oh, they're captivated. They're captivated. Oh, they want Christ. It's give me Christ. It's show me some token, Lord the God. Some token of thy special love. Show me that I am born of God and that my treasure is above. My supplication, Lord, is there. That all my sins may be subdued. That all thy precious promises may be to me and for my God. Thou hast led captivity captive. Again, dear soul, what is it the prophet says? He proclaimed liberty to the captives. Say, it's loose him and let him go. Ah, friend, the colt tied where the two ways met. Loosened. From the sins of bondage and corruption and filth and iniquity of this poor dying world. And their sight fixed on Christ. And their desire is that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, that I might be made conformable unto his death. The things that I once counted gain, I counted loss. What the dear apostle says to us in Philippians then, chapter 3. Those things that he counted gain, I count loss for Christ's sake. Yes, here it is. But what things were gain to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, who do count them but dung, that I may win Christ and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. Yes, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after. You say, oh, is that the case? You don't count yourself to have attained, and you don't count yourself perfect, but I follow after that if I may apprehend that for which also I'm apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do. Forgetting those things which are before and reaching forth unto those things which are behind, I press forward toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus the Lord. Well, dear soul, you keep pressing on. You keep pressing on. My late dear grandfather once said in one of the chapels down in Sussex, plod on, poor soul, plod on, and may you do it as well. Amen.
Collections last Lord's Day amounted to £680, for which we are very thankful. God willing, Mr. Hadley is expected to preach on Tuesday evening, and next Lord's Day there will be a prayer meeting for the nation at 9 o'clock, and Mr. John Rosier is expected to preach and also hopes to address the Sunday school. Let us close with hymn 1078. Dear Lord, and shall thy spirit rest in such a wretched heart as mine, unworthy dwelling, glorious guest, favour astonishing divine. 1078.
Dear Lord, do be with us now. Help us here this afternoon, the Sunday school. Be gracious to us. Meet with us this night. And now may the grace of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the love of God, sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, be with us all. Amen.